everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And coming up on this week's show, well, later we're going to be joined by the Michalovce chairman, Don Amott, as work begins on a new pitch and some ground improvements at the Derbyshire club. But before that, we're going to Cumbria and to Workington AFC. And once again, we're bringing you news of funding from the Pitching In Trident Community Foundation. £4,000 will go towards Workington's Friday night project. And for more on this now, we should be joined down the other end of the phone by Community Director at Workington. It's a welcome to the show to Richard Loofwaite. Well, Richard, a big thank you for joining us. And this is great news, all this money going towards the Friday night project. Tell us a bit more about the Friday night project and what this funding means.
Yeah, well, the project is something that came about from our Christmas food initiative that we instigated at the club. And we got to meet loads of sort of people out there in the community who are doing some fantastic work. And one of which was Angela Good up at Moor Close Community Centre. And she's was telling me about this particular group of kids who she had wanted to get an activity for them on a Friday night, but there was just simply no money to do anything. They've got a fantastic sports hall up there, but no money to provide anything coaching wise and stuff like that. So obviously that was the idea in my head. And then following closely from that was the first application window for the Pitching In Foundation. Put two and two together, came up with a bit of a plan, and that's where we got to, and we were delighted to be successful. The way it's going to work is it's a year of organised football coaching for a group of youngsters. So what one thing for us was it important that it had to be sustainable. It hadn't just to be a quick fix, because that we all know that sort of thing doesn't work in these situations. We wanted to deliver something over a course of weeks. And it amounts to a year's funding that we've got, so we're absolutely delighted with that.
Oh, brilliant stuff! How many kids are we talking about that you're able to reach now, and what age ranges are we talking about?
Round about 40 kids in the surrounding area of this area of the town. Age range, it's quite a wide range in age, to be honest, and it's from 10 to sort of 16, 17. So the other thing we were quite conscious of is age, being able to deliver something that was age appropriate as well. I've been involved with grassroots football for years, and obviously we understand how important age appropriate coaching is, and that was important that we were able to deliver that as well.
The good thing about this, other than actually, you know, engaging with kids and that kind of thing, is the fact that it's also putting the club out there as well, isn't it, to areas of the community that might not be engaged with the club in previous years.
Yeah, certainly there's always been some community involvement with the club, but certainly this last 8-9 months since myself and Simon Collins got involved, our aim is simply to go out there and put the club in the wider community window. So it's reaching out to all people in the town, not just our own fan base. But obviously it has the knock-on effect that hopefully it'll develop that fan base going forward.
Yes, absolutely. And when it comes to the Trident Community Foundation and this funding, I mean, how crucial has that been in all this?
To be honest, it's absolutely essential. I find my past experience has been that there's a massive gulf in funding available to clubs at the level where we play. The Football League has its funding at windows, the Premier League does, and the grassroots game has through the FA and the Football Foundation. But a lot of clubs at our level, because the runners of business effectively, they aren't entitled to apply for a lot of the grassroots funding, which automatically takes out any opportunity for them to do projects like this. So that Pitching In Foundation just ticks that box. It fits right in there and enables us to go out and do stuff like this.
Oh, brilliant. And when it comes to the future, obviously, you know, this is, you've been doing this now for quite a while, but are you looking to expand it at all in the future if possible?
We've got other irons in the fire. I mean, obviously if this particular project proves a success, then we fully expect to be able to go and hopefully look for some funding to help continue it and maybe even develop it with other areas in West Cumbria, not just necessarily in Workington. Obviously, that's dependent on how things progress with what we're doing now. And on top of that, we've got ideas of other things that we want to do. But a lot of what we want to do is held up at the minute, obviously with everything else as well in the world, is COVID related, and the fact that we can't get out there and interact with organisations and have people at the ground and stuff like that. So, yeah, plenty of big plans, but at the minute it's all just on hold.
Yeah, that's unfortunately where we are at the moment, isn't it? But
I was
going to say, though, I mean, you know, you've got these kids who ordinarily might not be playing football. You know, some of them might be playing for Danny Granger one day. You never know.
Well, you never know. That's the whole ethos at the club at the minute, is trying to develop a West Cumbria-based pathway from grassroots level right the way through to first team. On the pitch, it's well on the way. The foundations are in the place, and we just make sure we're sort of picking up everybody, not just the ones who are privileged enough to be able to go and play football regularly for a club week in, week out.
No, it's cracking stuff. Just a final thought then, really, Richard. I mean, how can people get involved with this further, or if there's other avenues of getting involved with the community side of the club, how do people get in touch?
I think that the first thing essentially is just exactly that. Do get in touch. We've got a specific email address with the club, which is foundation@workitneyfc.com. If you've got any ideas out there and you think we might be able to help you, or you may even be able to help us, we don't know, you know, until we talk to each other and see where we go from there. But we're always open to suggestions and working with different people.
Workington Community Director Richard Luthwaite there, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go from Cumbria now all the way down to Derbyshire and to Michelover. And Michelover have announced ground improvements. And for more on this now, down the other end of the phone, we should be joined by Chairman at Michelover. It's a welcome to the show to Don Amott. Well, Don, a big thank you for joining us. And this is great news about the new pitch as well as the wider ground development at the club. I mean, tell us more about where we're heading at Michelover.
Yeah, morning, Ben. Yes, well, basically, what it is, we had planned to do this last year, but with all the problems, i.e. the virus and et cetera, we all know about, we postponed it. Then we made the decision, the committee, in the autumn that, you know, let's do it, let's get on with it. So work has started now, which is very exciting. It's not only for Michelover Football Club, it's for the wider community of Michelover and beyond. And it's exciting. I said work started now. It's hopefully, fingers crossed, touch wood, it'll be finished first week in July.
You mentioned the community side of it there. I mean, these. You know, 3G, 4G pitches. We've seen it at Buxton, at Hyde, at Scarborough. They really are transformative because you could basically use that pitch 24/7 if needs be, couldn't you? I mean, it really does open up the possibilities for football and wider sporting use.
Absolutely, 100%, Ben. I mean, bear in mind, at Michelover Football Club, we've got about 30 junior teams, what are we playing or training on it. We've got Derby County women's team are going to have it at their own pitch. We've got another team joined the community called Michelover Town. They're going to use it. Obviously, John McGraw, our manager, has formed his own academy, so he's going to use it. And we've had various bookings and this, and it is very exciting. And I've got to say this, the lady who owns the ground, a lady Chichester, has given us a 30-year lease on the ground. And she's very supportive. So it's a big thank you all the way around, really.
Oh, great stuff. And it's obviously not just the pitch as well. New floodlights, changing rooms, a clubhouse in the future. That's where the direction is heading here at Michelover. I mean, it's all very, very exciting.
Yes. I mean, we're doing it in two or three phases. The first phase, obviously, is the 3-4G pitch. I don't want to get the club in too much debt. So when that's up and running, perhaps this time next year, we'll be looking at new changing rooms, new clubhouse, and even other sporting facilities. You know, we'd like to get a tennis club down there and a bowls club. And, you know, there must be 3,000-4,000 new homes going around the Michelover. And Michelover Football Club, where we are, is right in the middle. So hopefully we can bring something in. But I've got to say, the people of Michelover have been brilliant. Everybody's the Football Foundation, everyone have been very supportive of us, which I'm very thankful.
And a new stand as well, new seats going into the stand as well for home supporters and visiting supporters alike?
Yes, we're moving the stand approximately 20 metres nearer Station Road. We're going to have the stand facing the pitch. That's a joke. And we've got new seating, all in red, our home colours. And we just wanted, when people come, we wanted to see a real good experience and thinking, you know, this is good fun. It's £10 to get in. You can have a pint of beer. You can meet the players. And with my involvement in professional football, seemed all my life, I think people now are changing to non-league. And I think there's going to be a big boom in non-league football when we get back to some sort of normality. I think, you know, people are so fed up of paying £14-£50 a ticket, seeing these multi-millionaire footballers rolling around in agony, the VAR. And I think people want to see genuine lads who want to play football, hopefully.
And they've been seeing some good football late at Michelova, obviously before the season suspension and that kind of thing, and COVID getting in the way. You did actually finish the season top of the table as well.
Yes, we did. We got a great bunch of players. I mean, most of us are in next year. I think they all want to play for us. The only shame about it, John, our manager, didn't put in his contract a bonus for being top of the league every week. He would have made a fortune. He's got a lot to learn, Ben.
I mean, with everything that's going on off the pitch and what John's achieving on the pitch as well, it really is good times at Michelova. I have to say, looking in from afar, I mean, what's it like at the moment at the club?
It's absolutely brilliant. I think we've got a great committee off the field, real good guys. And I think all I've brought to the scenario is, you know, my experience in professional football, you know, when I was involved in Derby County and Derbyshire County Cricket Club. It's just the team building and management, and everybody comes to work with a smile on the face. And John and I have loads of conversations, and I always said to John, you ain't going to win every match. As long as we win more than we lose, so what? You're going to get patches where you're going to lose 4-0 and 5-1 and 3-2. Just move on. And I think John's then transferred this to the players, and everybody's, I don't know, it's just everybody's happy. I don't know whether anybody saw the Jack Charlton programme, and Jack did the same thing with his team. You know, it's man management, and this is what's so important. And just taking pressure off everybody, and everybody will do a better job. So all the players are happy. I think most of them, if not all of them, are back. So it's good times.
With regards to when we do get to better times and that kind of thing, when this horrible virus has departed and we can get back to attending football in a safe manner, I mean, how much are you looking forward to that and showing off the brand new seats and showing off the brand new pitch?
Not wishing my life well, we can't wait. And you know, we've had great support as well from, you know, the professional game, you know, Derby County players, football clubs like Nottingham Forest, Coventry, Doncaster, Burton Albion have been a big supporter of ours, Stoke City, and they've all helped us. And they see what direction we're going in. And we want to bring youngsters through the team where we're like a stepping stone for them in their playing career. And if we can get one or two into the professional game, which we have done over the last few years, is what our aim is.
I spoke to John about that in the past. He's dead keen on that side of things, and that's brilliant to have that conveyor belt going. And we go back to the beginning of this interview, that's what this pitch brings you. It brings you that stability and a facility to be able to provide constant football for these kids.
Yes, 100%. 100%. You know, you get a lot of these kids going to these various professional football clubs, academies, and they get to an age of 16, 17, and they're told they're not wanted and they disappear. But we're not like that. We can help these guys and point them in the right direction and just being part of the team. You know, we were, some of the guys last year played the first team, they were 16 years old. I mean, that's amazing in this. I mean, as we all know, the Northern Premier League is a man's league, isn't it? You get bumped about it. That's the best way of putting it. But it's fantastic. We're really pleased with that. But I would say, like with our manager, John's a brilliant guy, and he's more than the manager at the club. And if we have a bad run next year, and we're bottom of the league, John will be our manager for the following season. Yeah, it's priorities in life, isn't it? And this brings success to the club. So we were very excited.
Mickle Over Chairman Don Amott there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's edition of the show. A big thank you to Don and Richard for joining me this week. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you make sure that you all have a lovely and safe weekend, and you'll be hearing from us again soon. Bye-bye.